Stakeholders from the industry and the government have voiced strong support for the early approval of centralized solar projects, while citing their competitive tariffs and potential to reduce national electricity costs and subsidies. At a public hearing convened by the National Electric Power Regulatory Authority, NEPRA, on K-Electric's K auction evaluation reports for its 120-megawatt and 150-megawatt solar projects in Deh Haqqani and Deh Methaghur, respectively, both located in Sindh, the stakeholders shared their views on the proposed tariffs and project execution. The request for proposals, RFP, for K's 640 megawatts renewable energy projects had been floated early in 2024. In December 2024, NEPRA conducted hearings on the power utility's 150-megawatt solar projects in Winder and Bela, Balochistan, followed by hearings in February for its 220-megawatt hybrid project in Dabehi. Company officials highlighted that they had assessed the reduction in K's generation cost through the addition of 120 megawatts and 150 megawatts projects and the expected displacement of power generation based on expensive fuel. It was ascertained that annual savings would be 3,477 million rupees, while aggregate savings over 25 years would go up to 86,937 million rupees. These projects will also help realize foreign currency savings of $765 million in the entire time frame. K officials emphasized that the bidding process had been carried out transparently and in accordance with the regulatory guidelines. They mentioned that the inclusion of both physical and electronic submissions pointed out the company's dedication to fairness and openness throughout the process. The officials stressed that the bidding process, which yielded a tariff bid from COPCO, followed NEPRA's guidelines and was conducted transparently, including advertisements in the international and local newspapers. NEPRA voiced concern over the justification of accepting a single bid and asked why a second round was not initiated. K responded that procedural delays impacted feasibility timelines and may have deterred other bidders. K said that the decision was based on comparative benchmarking with similar projects and the urgency of delivering low-cost energy to consumers. NEPRA also discussed the prudence and assumptions underpinning the business plan, particularly regarding the debt equity structure and fuel displacement figures. K officials responded that all the standard prudency checks had been observed, with estimated annual fuel savings of 1.6 billion rupees and 1.8 billion rupees from these projects, alongside potential annual foreign exchange savings of over $30 million. They added that across K's full portfolio of 640 megawatts of renewable energy projects, expected savings could reach up to 12 billion rupees per annum.